Good morning, Pillow Talk Audio, or good night if you're listening to this before you go to sleep, and I hope you sleep well. But for me right now, it's morning, and I have some time to record, so I thought I would do the little audio questionnaire of slumber. I like questionnaires. I like the one I did for Gone Wild Audio, so I thought, ooh, this'll be fun. Okay. Question one. How many pillows do you sleep with, and how do you arrange them? I sleep with one pillow under my head. I have had back problems off and on, so I did for a while try to do a pillow between the knees to help with my hip alignment sort of thing, but I toss and turn too much, and it didn't work very well, so I didn't try that for very long before I gave up. So right now, it's just the one. Question two. What other items do you sleep with? I do sometimes sleep with a stuffed animal. Once I got to the point in my life where someone else was sleeping in my bed, and then they're not always sleeping in my bed, I found myself missing the presence of someone else. So I will sleep with a stuffed animal. What they lack in warmth, they make up for by not snoring or tossing and turning. Question three. When sleeping with someone, are you more of a cuddler or do you prefer your own space? I toss and turn a fair bit, so while I'm actually sleeping, it's better for both myself and my partner if we are not wrapped around each other, because I hate to wake someone out of sleep just because I am restless. But in the falling asleep stages, I really like to snuggle. It's so soothing. So what usually happens is that there will be some snuggling, and when I feel that I'm actually about to fall asleep, we will pull away from each other, which, you know, lets us get to sleep but still have the snuggles. Question four. When I am cuddling in bed with someone, do I like to wrap my arms and legs around them, or do I prefer to be wrapped up by them? I like both pretty much equally. I am willing to be the big or the little spoon, depending on the mood we're in or the preference. I like being the big spoon because I will use one hand to rub my partner's back while the rest of me is wrapped around him, and that seems to go over pretty well. And when I'm the little spoon, you know, I'm the little spoon, and it's great because I'm all wrapped up in somebody else. Question five. What is something I have done to help me get to sleep that has worked well? I don't have much problem getting to sleep very often. I'm not much of an insomniac. But when I am having trouble, it's usually because I'm anxious about something. My mind is racing. I can't stop thinking. Like, if something bad happened that day, I'm having a hard time letting go of it. So the trick I picked up a few years ago is to sing to myself in my head. It works especially well for me because I'm a very musical person and I have thousands of songs in my head that could be playing at any moment. So I just pick one that I know very, very well, so I don't really have to wonder about the lyrics or reach for them to try and have it play in my head. It's just something I know by heart, and I will sing it to myself in my head. It works really well for me. It might not work for everybody, but it works really well for me because the next morning, whenever I've done that, I can't remember getting to the end of the song. So it only takes me a few minutes to fall asleep that way, and it almost always works. I mean, I won't say it always works, but it's definitely very helpful. Question six. What position do I sleep in? I go to bed on my side. I don't have a preferred side. It could be either one, but I usually go to bed on my side. Who knows, though, what position I will wake it up in? Not usually my back, sometimes, but not very often. Mostly maybe my other side because I've tossed. Sometimes on my stomach, which is comfortable for the most part, but because my pillow is fairly firm, sometimes that means I have a crick in my neck because my head is wrenched over to the side. Question seven. Have I ever listened to recordings in Pillow Talk to help me fall asleep? Yes and no. I don't listen to them while I'm trying to get to sleep because I'm in bed and I don't listen to them there. But I have listened to them at my computer beforehand. Not even necessarily specifically to help me fall asleep, because as I said, I don't really have a problem falling asleep, but, you know, sometimes that's when I have time to listen to things, and I do want to listen to things. So, yeah. They're definitely very soothing sometimes, and I like a lot of them, but, not listening to them in bed while I'm trying to fall asleep. Okay, question 8. Do I sleep with some sort of background noise, such as music or a TV? No. There's no TV in the bedroom, and the only music is playing in my head, if that's necessary. The background noise that I do have sometimes that I find is very nice is fans, because we do not have air conditioning, and it's the end of August right now, and it's quite hot. But yeah, during the summer and a little bit into the fall, maybe towards the end of spring, if it's a warm spring, we'll have the fans running in the bedroom. And fan noise is great because it's just white noise. And I've been listening to it my whole life because I've never lived anywhere with AC, so I'm very used to it. So it's soothing both in and of itself and because it's what I'm used to. Okay, question 9. Am I a restful sleeper or am I more like a wrecking ball? Well, I wouldn't call myself as bad as a wrecking ball, but if those are the choices, then that is what I will have to go with. I toss and turn a fair bit. I'm never quite sure how I'm going to wake up. It doesn't really have any relation to how I went to sleep. In fact, the nights when I do wake up in the exact same position I fell asleep in, I find that was not because I was sleeping restfully, but because I was so tense that I wasn't moving around, and I wake up sore and cramped and uncomfortable. So I like being somewhat of a tosser and turner. I wouldn't call myself a flailer. Question 10. What do I usually think about when I close my eyes to fall asleep? Music, as I've said. If I'm not specifically using music to try to get to sleep, then I don't know, because I'm not usually trying to think about anything. I'm just head hits the pillow and my mind wanders for a little bit, and then I'm asleep. Okay, number 11. How many nights in a week do you need to come before you can fall asleep? I wouldn't call orgasming a requirement for me to sleep. It's not something I do often just for the purpose of getting to sleep. I have masturbated before bed before. I'm not saying I've never done it, but I wouldn't even be able to rate how often I've done it, because once a week is too high. Once a month sometimes might be too high. On the other hand, since the question isn't specifically about masturbation, I will say that pre-bedtime sex is fun and very relaxing, and that has definitely happened sometimes. But at the same time, I couldn't rate exactly how often it happens because, you know, afternoon sex is fun too, and so is morning sex. So, you know, whenever it happens, it's good. And I'm not usually aiming to have it right before bed so that I can fall asleep. It just happens that way. That is an interesting place to leave the end of the questionnaire, and I'm definitely not thinking about sleep now, so it's a good thing. It is the middle of the morning for me. And I'm blushing. If you wanted to know if I'm blushing, I'm blushing. Which is odd, considering what some of my other audios are, but it's a different context. Okay, anyway, anyone who's listening this to my soothing, slightly sick, croaky voice to help them get to bed, I hope you sleep well. And if you're just listening because you wanted to hear me talk, that's cool too. And thanks for listening.